This is Radio Times here on WHYY in Philadelphia. I'm Marty Moss-Cohen. Well, Atlantic City has sure had its ups and downs over the years, a popular destination in the 20th century until the 1960s. Then came the casinos in the late 70s that compete with Las Vegas. When neighboring Pennsylvania and New York legalized gambling, Atlantic City took a big hit. And now there's talk about a revival, maybe even a renaissance in Atlantic City. So can the city reinvent itself, become more than just casinos and gambling, become a hip destination? We asked Amy Rosenberg to join us. She's a staff writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, philly.com, and she covers New Jersey. Amy, nice to have you with us on Radio Times.
Hi, Marty.
Revival, renaissance? Is that too strong?
Yeah, you know, Atlantic City is always reinventing itself.
It is.
So we went through, since about 2014, you know, the era of casino closings, casino obituaries, near bankruptcy. It was, you know, crisis every day. And now, kind of in a way, it feels like out of nowhere, we're about to have a summer of openings and people are coming down to develop. And there does seem to be some sense that the future might be bright. But, you know, you never know with Atlantic City.
I hear that caution in your voice. Now,
But, you know, also in all of the times when the casinos were closing and there was a lot of, you know, bad news, it still always was a great place to come and spend time. And, you know, it's always a place that sort of defies what people are thinking about it. Both ways.
Fair enough. And one of the reasons that you're here, it is interesting, though, that, you know, after a number of casinos closing, two casinos are opening at the end of this month.
Yes. The Old Revel, which was open for about 2 years and then shut down, is going to open as something called the Ocean Resort Casino. I got a little peek inside this week, and it looks a lot like people who went to Revel will remember it. There's going to be better signage, they say, because people seem to get lost in the Old Revel. And one big thing they're having is in the middle of it is a new sports book. And that's another thing that just arrived in New Jersey and Atlantic City yesterday, which is kind of exciting. There's also going to be the Hard Rock, which is taking over the old Trump Taj Mahal. So we spent like 2 years having all the Trump signs taken off and all the Taj Mahal, you know, theme taken off, and that was hard because there were a lot of minarets. They had to try really took them forever.
Chopping off minarets.
yeah, just incredible amount of branding went on the Trump Taj Mahal. But they've got the Hard Rock signs up. They're waiting for their big guitar, and that's going to open. So both casinos are opening on June 28th, which is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Interesting. You mentioned sports betting, and you had a piece in the paper today about the fact that this means a lot, of course, for New Jersey, not just the casinos, but across the state as well. But it does mean, a lot for casinos, including, what was it, the Borgata?
Yeah, the Borgata already had a race book, so for horse racing. So they were able to kind of jump right in yesterday and just make it a race and sports book. And I was kind of struck yesterday because, you know, it was a real Philly crowd that came down. It was all, you know, Philly sports jerseys lining up to place their bets. I talked to one guy who came to Borgata, placed his bet, and then was headed to Philly to go see the Phillies game. A lot of Eagles fans. And, it just kind of seemed like, oh, this is kind of interesting. This is sort of a new feel in this casino where it might be a place that people come and place bets. So that sort of felt pretty hopeful. I thought.
And the World Cup opening, of course, this week as well.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot of interest in the World Cup that I found. You know, it's a real Philly-centric crowd.
All about the Eagles, right?
Yeah, it really was.
Well, you also note, and I think it's important to recognize that Resorts, which was one of the first casinos to open in Atlantic City, still there. What, still going strong?
They say they are. There's a lot of debate over whether the two new casinos will cannibalize the market. They might. Resorts feels like it has a niche. I think they're also getting sports betting. The thing in Atlantic City that I'm looking at really is off the boardwalk and out of the casinos. That's kind of where you're starting to see a little more development aimed at millennials, maybe aimed at just making it more of a normal beach town or even a city that people might want to come live in. So that's kind of interesting. There's some development on what they're calling the Orange Loop after the Monopoly property. So it's Tennessee Avenue, New York Avenue, St. James. Just some stuff that will, you know, feel like stuff that's already in Philadelphia. You know, that's always the comparison. There's beer gardens. Well, it's coming. Beer garden, and somebody's talking about bringing in like a Johnny Brenda's, like a rock place. So there's a little bit of talk like that. So I feel like if that those kind of off the boardwalk properties get filled in, supposed to be this summer off Tennessee Avenue. There's a beer garden in the works, and there's already a new bar there, which is run by a woman who is the former pastry chef at Caesar's. So she makes her own chocolate, and that's a kind of an interesting concept. So there's a new beer garden on the boardwalk, which is very popular. So that those kind of non-casino developments are what people have been talking about for a really long time in Atlantic City. And there does seem to be a lot of interest in that.
Interesting. Let me just quickly reintroduce you. That's Amy Rosenberg, staff writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, philly.com. She covers New Jersey, and we called her up because things are happening in Atlantic City. We want to hear your Atlantic City stories, and you can call us at 1-888-477-9499. You can also send us an email, radiotimes@whyy.org, and you can tweet us at @whyyradiotimes. Amy, I was reading about some real estate developers buying up properties in Atlantic City at, I guess, Baltic Avenue prices, but to use a monopoly metaphor there. But it seems that perhaps the downturn in Atlantic City offered, at least for real estate people, the opportunity to come in early and come in with good prices for them.
You know, there's been a few kind of well-known Philly developers that have come down here. John Longacre, right. Bart Blatstein has a lot of properties, although not all of his properties really have been that busy, but he does own the Showboat, and that, you know, the Showboat's trying to kind of create a niche as a non-casino hotel. They're getting like a vegan food festival this summer, so there's some interesting things like that. One thing that's interesting is when I came down here, people always talked about gaming, casino gaming, as the thing that made Atlantic City not be Asbury Park. You know, like Asbury Park was the thing that Atlantic City didn't want to be, and now Asbury Park has had this huge resurgence. You know, outside without casinos, and now Asbury Park is a very hip, increasingly affluent shore town. And now Atlantic City desperately really wants to be Asbury Park. And you're seeing there's a developer from Asbury Park who's one of the people that's bought up some property and is interested in bringing like a shipping container hotel, you know, some of these new, more trendy concepts. So that's kind of interesting.
What's a shipping container style hotel?
I guess
what
it's
is
something
that?
Like Spruce Street Harbor Park, where the shipping containers there are the you know restaurants. So I'm not entirely sure what that means, but something very hipster. It's hipster millennial. Yeah.
Well, we just had the mayor of Asbury Park on, so I'm sure he'll be very happy to hear what you had to say, Amy, about his town. Also, Stockton University is opening a new campus in Atlantic City. Tell us about that.
Right. So Stockton, this is another long-sought idea. Stockton, which is now has its main campus about 10 miles outside of Atlantic City, kind of in the Pinelands, the woods, is building a big new campus right in Atlantic City, right on Albany Avenue in the boardwalk. They have a dorm, which is right on the boardwalk, so everybody's got like an ocean view, like storage for surfboards. So they're really trying to, trying to market it. And they have another academic building. Alongside that same complex is like a mid-rise that's going to be the headquarters for South Jersey Gas, so like a corporate headquarters. So they're really hoping that that's in like the Chelsea neighborhood, which has always been a pretty nice residential neighborhood in Atlantic City, but they really want that to become like a university district. The other thing is there's a market rate apartment complex that's supposed to open up near the new Revel, the Ocean Resort, which I think is the first privately owned apartment complex in Atlantic City in, you know, quite a while.
Really?
So that's always been to see whether that succeeds. Their timing ends up being really good because now the two new casinos are opening up around the same time. So presumably they'll get some, you know, employees that want to live there. But it's an apartment complex that's being stocked with, you know, typical amenities that young people want in their apartment buildings, you know, the pool and all the kind of nice amenities. So that's a real kind of ambitious project for Atlantic City.
When you talk about market rate, I'm assuming affordable or sort of, you know, a rent or a purchase that makes sense for Atlantic City?
Yeah, I guess market rate in they're looking for, you know, not it's not public housing.
Right.
It's people, you know, for
it's really being aimed at young, you know, young millennials who are going to be working and living in the city, and for the idea of, you know, living in a beach town is something they want to aim for.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be less money than Philadelphia to rent.
And certainly New York. A tweet from Judith, who says, I work in Atlantic City, 34 years at Caesars. I'm hopeful always for our future. And I know a number of casino workers, Amy, were living far away and commuting to Atlantic City. It sounds like the city is trying to figure out how to get people to either move there or maybe even hire within Atlantic City itself?
Yeah, I think there's been a little more attention to trying to hire people in Atlantic City. I mean, a lot of casino workers have always lived in the kind of bedroom communities. Right. They bought houses in Elk Harbor Township. A lot of casino workers moved to other jurisdictions when there were five casino closings. So they went to Maryland, they went to Philly. So a lot of them left. Right. And I did hear some, you know, some talk of whether there would even be like a shortage of workers. Because, you know, if you've left and you've moved your family to another casino jurisdiction, you're not necessarily going to come back to Atlantic City. But they are doing a lot of hiring. It's always been, I think it's been a struggle to necessarily get all casino workers to move to Atlantic City. But there is a lot of talk about trying to run apprentice programs and recruit people from the city as well. But, you know, like the city council president, Marty Small, on Wednesday at the meeting, even with all the excitement over casino gaming, he kind of gave a speech about that was much more cautious, talking about the realities out on Atlantic and Pacific Avenue, where there's a lot of still homeless and the addicted, and it's kind of right there on the open. He even called it, you know, night of the living dead out there on some of those off the boardwalk streets. So they really also, people don't want to forget that there's a lot of problems in Atlantic City. There's still 30% poverty rate, higher poverty rate for children. So there's a lot of struggles, as always.
Absolutely. I mean, and that has been an enduring problem, it seems, for Atlantic City.
Yeah.
As casinos and other businesses come and go, the fact that, as you said, about a third of the city still living in poverty. Are there efforts now to try to figure out how to address that, since it's such a longstanding problem?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there always are efforts to try to address that. You know, one of the things they talked about for this Atlantic and Pacific, that's actually part of the tourism zone, which the state controls. And the state is currently still in a takeover status of Atlantic City. So there's always a lot of discussion over whose responsibility it is and where do you deploy, you know, the police officers, and if the state has recently paid for additional summer police officers, should they go on the boardwalk, should they go in the tourism zone, should they go in the neighborhoods? But there's a lot of efforts to address that.
I mean, it sounds like a tale of not just two cities, but several cities.
Yeah, several cities with a state thrown in.
Right. So is the city still under state control then?
Yeah. So there's a lot of Chris Christie took over the city, I guess, almost 2 years ago, and there was an expectation that when he left office, the new governor would kind of hand back the keys the next day, but that really hasn't happened. The Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver, who pretty much oversees Atlantic City, has made it clear that she's going to use the entire 5 years that the legislation calls for. So they're keeping a pretty tight look at the city still. They're still under state control. But I think the consensus is that the state involvement has been mostly positive. There's a lot of contention with the unions. But the state backed some bonds that the city was able to take out that have really helped the financial situation. Mm-hmm. And they just introduced a budget for the second year without a tax increase for residents. So that's an important issue because the taxes are a little out of whack for people who actually own homes in Atlantic City.
Are there still a lot of day trippers that come in on buses to the casinos?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the bus trips are down. They don't run buses like they used to. But that was always the contradiction. Even when we were writing stories about casinos closing and the city was near bankruptcy, you could walk the boardwalk, you know, on a summer Saturday night, and it's filled with people, families, you know, from all over, you know, coming to Atlantic City like they always have. So, you know, some people would write stories, you know, oh, the city's empty. Well, no, it's not. You know, it's really busy. And you know, like I said in the beginning, it's always a place where you can seek out great restaurants and neighborhood restaurants and
casino restaurants. And, you know, it's the boardwalk is, they just expanded the boardwalk all the way to the inlet. It's a beautiful boardwalk now to ride your bike. I mean, it, you know, that's always the contradiction of it. It's so such a complicated financial picture, and the casinos are closing and opening and closing and opening. But, you know, it's a beautiful place.
Something remains the same. We're almost out of time here, Amy. Do people use those beautiful beaches in Atlantic City?
Do people use them?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yes, they're packed. Now, having said that, I read occasionally stories, you know, from reporters that sort of parachute in here, maybe on a February afternoon or something.
Yeah.
And they write, oh, the beaches are forlorn and whatever. No, no, no. They are busy and they're free and they're beautiful and they're great. Atlantic City Beach Patrol is out there. Yeah, no, the beaches are packed.
I got to say goodbye to you only because we're out of time. Amy Rosenberg, staff writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer, philly.com, covers New Jersey. Thanks for joining us today on Radio Times.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Diana Martinez, the engineer for today's edition of Radio Times, the show produced by Debbie Builder, John Ahrens, and Alex Stern. I'm Marty Moss-Cohen.